知行英语 Listen and share.
Road rage. I married recently and moved to the Pittsburgh area to be closer to work. I hate driving and traffic and the like, so it was welcome change to live closer. I'm a self-possessed aggressive driver, at least I used to be. The road on which I travel to go to work will immediately bring to mind haunting imagery. A dark, twisting road,in the thick of a well-forested area. So it came as no surprise to me when I learned from one of the locals of a legend circulating about that road. It came to be that I was heading into work early, as I often do, as Pittsburgh traffic is crazy. It was dark out yet, cloudy, no moon, and extremely quiet.I'd had a strange feeling since I'd woken up that morning, like the feeling you get right after you've seen a great horror movie. You know it's fiction, but you still avoid mirrors for a while, just in case there really is something there. I headed out and arrived at the road in short order. This road is a two-lane, one-way road, so there is no oncoming traffic for the stretch of it.Since it was early, I decided to keep towards the center of the road. Deer abound in this part of town, and I had no desire to hit one. It was really dark and some fog had gathered. I put on my high beams so I could see a little better. I heard a car somewhere behind me, but couldn't follow it because of the bends and the trees.
我最近刚结婚，为了方便工作，我搬到了匹兹堡地区。我讨厌开车和交通一类的东西，所以住得离上班地点近正合我意。我自认是个很猛的司机，至少以前是。我上班走的那条路幽暗曲折，周围树木繁盛，很容易引发人不好的想象。所以当一个当地人告诉我关于这条路的传说时，我并不觉得惊讶。那天我早早的起床上班，我平常就是如此，因为匹兹堡的交通简直太拥挤了，天还是黑的，没有月光，阴沉沉的，而且寂静无声。那天早晨起床后，我就一直有种奇怪的感觉，像是刚看完恐怖电影的那种感觉，虽然知道那是假的，但还是不敢照镜子，以免里面真的出现什么东西。我出了门，很快就到了那条路上。这是一条双车道的单行线，所以整条路上都不会出现不同方向的车辆。时间还很早，我决定在路中央开车，因为这一带有很多路，我可不想撞到一只。天色很黑，还有雾，为了看得更清楚，我打开了车大灯。我听到后面有车的声音，但由于弯道和树木的原因，一直看不到那辆车。现在我们来逐句对照的听一次故事原文和译文。
I married recently and moved to the Pittsburgh area to be closer to work.
我最近刚结婚，为了方便工作，我搬到了匹兹堡地区。
I hate driving and traffic and the like, so it was welcome change to live closer.
我讨厌开车和交通一类的东西，所以住得离上班地点近正合我意。
I'm a self-possessed aggressive driver. At least, I used to be.
我自认是个很猛的司机，至少以前是。
The road on which I travel to go to work would immediately bring to mind haunting imagery. A dark, twisting road in the thick of a well-forested area.
我上班走的那条路幽暗曲折，周围树木繁盛，很容易引发人不好的想象。
So it came as no surprise to me when I learned from one of the locals of a legend circulating about that road.
所以当一个当地人告诉我关于这条路的传说时，我并不觉得惊讶。
It came to be that I was heading into work early, as I often do, as Pittsburgh traffic is crazy.
那天我早早地起床上班，和平常就是如此，因为匹兹堡的交通简直太拥挤了。
It was dark out yet, cloudy, no moon, and extremely quiet.
天还是黑的，没有月光，阴沉沉的，而且寂静无声。
I'd had a strange feeling since I'd woken up that morning, like the feeling you get right after you've seen a great horror movie.
那天早晨起床后，我就一直有种奇怪的感觉，像是刚看完恐怖电影的那种感觉。
You know it's fiction, but you still avoid mirrors for a while, just in case there really is something there.
虽然知道那是假的，但还是不敢照镜子，以免里面真的出现什么东西。
I headed out and arrived at the road in short order.
我出了门，很快就到了那条路上。
This road is a two-lane, one-way road, so there is no oncoming traffic for the stretch of it.
这是一条双车道的单行线，所以整条路上都不会出现不同方向的车辆。
Since it was early, I decided to keep towards the center of the road.
时间还很早，我决定在路中央开车。
Deer abound in this part of town, and I had no desire to hit one.
因为这一带有很多鹿，我可不想撞到一只。
It was really dark and some fog had gathered. I put on my high beams so I could see a little better.
天色很黑，还有雾，为了看得更清楚，我打开了车大灯。
I heard a car somewhere behind me.But couldn't follow it because of the bends and the trees.
我听到后面有车的声音，但由于弯道和树木的原因，一直看不到那辆车。讲解一下相关的语言点。
And the like
表示等等，诸如此类。
We talked about our childhood, our jobs now, and the like.
我们谈到了我们的童年，现在的工作等等。这个意思我们还可以用 and the fourth, and so on, and otherwise, and what not 等等词组来表示。
比如说 In my spare time, I would read books, work out, enjoy music, and otherwise.
我有空的时候就看看书，出去运动运动，听听音乐之类的。
Hound,
这个词的意思听上去挺恐怖的，指的是鬼魂出没。例如
The old castle is said to be haunted.
这座古堡据说是有鬼魂出没。如果我们说那所房子闹鬼，就可以说
It's a haunted house.
当然，这个词还可以表示经常去某个地方。She haunted the bookstore when she was a student. 她做学生的时候经常去书店逛。
Traffic,
交通，交通信号灯就是 traffic signal， 堵车用英语说就是 traffic jam。
In case
这个词组的意思是以防万一，它后面一般接 that 从句，比如说
take the raincoat in case it rains，
带着雨衣以防下雨。大家还要注意 in case of 这个词组，它的意思和 in case 是一样的，但不同的 in case of 后面是接名词。而不是从句的，比如说刚才那句话，我们还可以这样说
take the raincoat in case of the rain. In short order
意思是立即、马上、迅速的，比如大家都有这样的体验，房间里乱七八糟的，父母看见了大发雷霆，命令你马上收拾干净。这句话用英语说就是
clean up your room in short order.
Short order 是一个形容词，表示快餐的，立刻完成的。
好了，
故事今天就先讲到这儿，谢谢收听。
知行英语提醒您，学英语要锲而不舍。